Chairperson, Freedom Front Plus, a registered South African political party, is continually being given a platform to advance its political agenda of accusing my government of conducting a genocidal war against Afrikaner community. The preposterous and odious accusations made by this organization, a remnant of apartheid that still believes in white supremacy, will not deter the government in implementing its vision and programs to promote unity, reconciliation, nation building, and social cohesion. Mr. Chairperson, indeed, no country is immune to natural disasters, and South Africa is under the grip of the worst drought in Africa in record and memory. The economy of the country has taken a sharp knock, with projected staple food prices hikes likely to continue unabatedly for a while. The steep food prices could push more households and more serious vulnerable status. It is therefore business as usual as we try to cushion poverty-stricken households against the effects of drought and their snowballing effect on food inflations. South Africa has activated early warning systems to ensure that farmers, irrespective of their race, respond appropriately to natural hazards. Government is committed to engaging and providing the necessary support to farmers during this difficult period and has allocated funds towards drought relief through the Comprehensive Agricultural Support Program, including through assistance to affected farmers with animal feed and water reticulation to livestock. Access to water remains a critical priority, and not only now, but generally as an essential service to our people. Water is life and sanitation is dignity. Fighting crime remains a priority of government. We are resolute to rid our communities of criminals, and we will continue to work towards a safer South Africa where all citizens, irrespective of race, gender, and locality, are and feel safe. We reiterate our position that government of South Africa will not heed the call to racialize the conduct crime of murder, as this only serves as a means to block social cohesion, transformation, and protect narrow national interests. As a key outcome of our periodic review to the SED in August